are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Take your emails to drdahlia.com. All right, a lot to talk about. Apparently, women who have heart attacks when they're younger have higher risk of death. Makes a lot of sense, all right? Right? Because, you know, the younger you are and you have something bad happen to you, usually it's bad as opposed to the older you are. Probably see that with prostate cancer. A lot of times, you know, when you get prostate cancer, if it's the slower kind when you're older, it's not as bad as the aggressive younger kind. Although, the same really doesn't hold true when you look at pneumonia. You know, you get pneumonia when you're older, you're more vulnerable. But I think the reason why younger women are more at risk is because people don't recognize the signs of a heart attack in women. They don't seem to have the same type of signs that a man would. So we need to talk about that. Also, looks like there's some more hints that there are toxic metals in our makeup. Cadmium in mascara, arsenic in eyeliner. So we're going to kind of look at that and see where they're going there. A lot of medical headlines that we talked about in the first 2 hours of the show that we'll get to. MRSA going from animal to human. Also going to talk about how sometimes cold water baths really are what you need for your arthritis. So we'll talk about some things there with that. And anything else that comes in, we are definitely going to hit as soon as we can. Of course, and breaking news, too. So please tune in. And, well, thank you for tuning in. Sorry, duh. You're tuning in. Please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI. I tell you, these four-letter words get mixed up a lot. Even when they're clean four-letter words, they get mixed up. Call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are live 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, 7 to 10 Mountain, 8 to 11 Central, and 9 to midnight Eastern. Call us anytime, 1-877-DOC-DALI, even if we're off air, and we'll play your call on air on the next live show. You can also follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. You can email questions if you're a little shy at drdahlia.com. A big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and a big thanks to Kyle for working the dials tonight. All right, so it looks like an Ohio man burst his girlfriend's implant by just stepping on it ferociously until it burst. Apparently, an Ohio man is behind bars, charged with felonious assault after attacking his girlfriend and causing a breast implant to burst. Samuel Cole, 60 years old, is accused of getting into a fight with his girlfriend. Fight got physical. He punched a woman in the face, choked her, then was stomping on the victim, and as he was stomping on the chest, broke her implant. So he's in jail now. All right, these implants continually, you think Walmart's in the news a lot. These implants are in the news more. Usually the implants are in the news because the woman, her life is saved, right? Somebody stabs her and the implant saved her life. Somebody shoots her and the implant saves her life. But in this particular case, it burst. So now I'd like to see what happens with the damages. But yeah, you should go to jail. You can't be choking somebody and assaulting them. I wonder what the fight was about. Maybe the fight was about her implants. I don't know. Okay, exercise and pregnancy. We get asked this all the time. Dr. Dahlia, I'm a runner. I work out all the time. I'm pregnant. What am I allowed to do? Well, definitely sit down and talk to your doctor. Now, a story came out today saying exercise is safe for pregnancy. Exercising at moderate, even high intensity, they said is fine. It won't hurt the baby's health. They say researchers monitored healthy women in the third trimester before and after 30 minutes on a treadmill and found no problems with measures of fetal well-being, including heart rate and blood flow. The results were similar to women whether or not they exercise on a regular basis. Now, what I was taught going to school, what I told my women that I would deliver when I was delivering babies, is whatever type of exercise you were used to doing before the pregnancy should be fine after. Now, if you were a couch potato and all of a sudden you get pregnant, you start packing on the pounds and you start to do high impact aerobics for an hour a day, that could be a problem. So if your body was already used to a certain amount of exercise, you should keep it up. However, that all changed when I was pregnant. When I was pregnant, my doctor said, oh, no, no, no. Oh, hell no. You're not making enough fluid. You're having issues. Now, of course, if you're having issues, true, they're not going to let you exercise. But I was having issues throughout my pregnancy with both pregnancies called placental insufficiency, where my placenta was insufficient, right? Baby wasn't getting enough food. Baby wasn't gaining weight, making enough urine. And so I was on bed rest. I was getting IV fluids. They didn't want me to do anything excessive. Now, if the baby is being watched and the blood constriction going to the fetus, right, is obviously reversible and the baby looks fine, you should be good. I mean, many women who exercised throughout the pregnancy and the baby did fine. However, if you are at high risk or you think the baby could be at risk, or if, you know, you're the type of person that you come from a family where all the women had trouble pregnancies, I would, again, not take this as the gold standard, but sit down with your doctor and go, look, how much exercise are you comfortable with? If she says, look, I like some Pilates, I like stretching, keeping your muscle up, but I wouldn't do high impact cardio in your particular case, and listen to her. You know, with me, I got through the first trimester fine, and all of a sudden the second trimester started bleeding. And you could see the baby was good. My second son, and thank God he lived, you see him kind of kicking around, playing around, but you see blood form around the sac. All right, and if the sac completely detached, I would have miscarried a very healthy baby. And so you bet your butt my doctor would not let me exercise. Oh, no way. Oh, but you know what? I've always exercised. Doesn't matter. And trust me, I was scared to move. Scared to move. You see a healthy baby, and you see the sac start to detach. I mean, I was scared to death. It wasn't like a full-blown abrupto, but you know, it could have turned into that. And thank God he answered my prayers, and I have two healthy boys. But he was the second boy. But like I said, sit down with your doctor. Don't start exercising until you get, you know, more information. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Extend your life.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend. Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, some of us sane folks really don't know what's going on with the kids these days, and I'm here to kind of bring this up to you. And please be careful if you see this when you're driving. I guess a new craze these kids are doing are called couch surfing, where you tie a couch to the back of the car, and then someone is driving the car and speeds up and turns, etc. Well, apparently a 22-year-old man has died, one of the first couch surfers to die, from what we understand, when the couch kind of slipped and moved into an oncoming lane, and he was hit by an oncoming car. Francois Halle, this was up in Canada, was riding on the sofa, which had been placed on top of a sled and tied to the back of a van, when the driver lost control and forced him into the opposite lane. Now, the man who was driving is a 21-year-old. He's been accused of dangerous driving causing death, fleeing the scene of an accident, and criminal negligence causing death. His name is Alex Levy. Levy was allegedly the one driving the van in Quebec City when the couch he was towing swerved into oncoming traffic. We don't know of any other deaths being done by this, but I've seen pictures of kids doing this and then posting it online, and it is absolutely crazy. Apparently, this is known as couch surfing. There's videos all over the place online. People are getting excited looking at this. They want to do it, and they're being dragged behind vehicles. Now, you know, I know some of you are thinking Jackass, right? Not that the person's Jackass, but the movie's Jackass. Those movies are funny. I like watching the Jackass movies. Very dangerous, and they even say, don't try this at home. But, you know, not only do kids want to do stupid stunts, but I think there's also, and this is probably a much secondary or tertiary gain. I mean, I think, you know, people just want to do stupid stuff, say they did it, you know, and do videos and show their friends. But I think other people do want to be the next producers of Jackass. Or the next, like, Impractical Jokers is a show that I'm watching. I think it's on True TV. Hilarious. Oh, my gosh. If you want a show that just makes you bust up laughing, Impractical Jokers, hilarious. And what they do is they do stunts on themselves, but they're very safe. They're more like, you know, verbal stunts. Like, you have to, interview somebody for a job, and then you have to ask her if she shaves her mustache. And if you don't do it, you lose. You know, we're basically, they're kind of hooked up to a microphone, and, you know, each person tells the other guy what to do. And if he doesn't do it, he loses. If he does do it, he wins, etc. So they kind of play jokes on themselves. It's hilarious. And I know a lot of us, when we look at these new shows, because now with all the cable channels, I mean, I don't know where they get the ideas for all these shows. Well, people do. You know, they post some videos, they send it to a producer, like, oh, this is great. Like the people who made up Jackass. I don't know where they got the idea, but they decided, let's do some stupid stunts on ourselves, videotape them, and make a movie. And they were extremely successful. So I think a lot of kids want to do that too. I mean, they want to do the stupid stunts. I mean, imagine, okay, not having to go to school, not having to actually fill out an application for a job, not having to purchase a tie and a shirt and a suit, and not have to go into work every day. You could just be doing these tricks, right? Make a show out of it, you know, and that could be your job. Yes, it looks like the Jackass guys have fun. It does. But that's not real life, people. Okay, these stupid stunts you see on TV are people that are doing stupid stunts. And many people die with these stupid stunts. But honestly, having your friend drive you around on a couch and having them videotape it, they're going to be videotaping your death. And that's not funny. So just these kids and parents, grandparents, watch what your kids are doing. Now, something even scarier that these kids are doing is, especially the young girls, they're making videotapes of themselves. They're dressed, and they're posting clips of themselves on YouTube asking the question, am I ugly? Now, these are girls who have major inferiority complexes. One posted her, I mean, she looks beautiful. And you see on the video, what she does is she says, a lot of people tell me I'm ugly. I think I'm ugly and fat. What do you think? Now, I don't know if any of you have been talked about on the internet, okay? But, boy, people can rip you to pieces, okay? I mean, people get ugly. They get ugly. So these young girls are now getting these comments posted. They want comments, of course you're pretty. You know, don't let anybody tell you different. But no, this is the real world. So they're getting voyeuristic comments. They're getting proposals for sex. They're having people say this is a stupid video. They're having people say you're ugly. And what is so scary about that is these kids, who are obviously very vulnerable psychologically, are now putting themselves right in harm's way. And if they get just one single posting that could put them over the edge, they could commit suicide. You know, now I remember when I was younger, it was important for me to think that I was pretty. And for people to think I was pretty. I just needed to know that. Okay, I wasn't the typical cheerleading looking girl, but I didn't believe certain people that said I looked good. I really, really wanted that affirmation. Now, when I look back at my pictures, I think I was a cute kid. I don't think I was gorgeous. I don't think I was beautiful. I definitely think I looked better than I thought of when I was at that age. I would have never thought of hurting myself or whatever, but I know I needed that affirmation. Well, that's why kids that have friends do better, because a lot of times in that group, you know, the girl's like, oh, my gosh, you are so pretty. Oh, my gosh, you look so good. And girls need that. Really? Really? I look good? Really? Does this look good? Really? Really? You think I look good? Yes, you look good. Oh, thank you. I mean, you know, that's how girls talk, and they need it. Thank God I have boys. You know, although my younger son, he does seem to check himself out in the mirror a lot. You know, he comes in his tidy whities, right, and he stands in front of my mirror, flexes his muscle, you know. And, you know, of course, I walk by, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, you look so handsome. Look at all that muscle. He's like, thanks, Mom. you know, tries to lower his voice. I mean, he's not a little 9-year-old kid, you know, pose. I'm like, please put some pants on. Oh, I'm just flexing my muscles, you know, doing the dance. Mom, does this dance look like it could get girls? And he, like, does a dance. Yeah, okay, so he's, you know, I mean, he's not doing it because he has an inferiority complex. He's practicing. You know, he wants to practice look good for the girls. Don't let him hear this show because he'll be royally embarrassed. You know what I'm going to do is on his 20th birthday, I'm going to give him, you know, a copy of the show so he can hear that. I say he's going to be embarrassed. But these girls, for them to put these videos out there saying, I think I'm ugly, what do you think? I mean, they are really hurting psychologically. Maybe they do think they're pretty. Maybe these are histrionics who just really want to hear it all the time. And they want to hear from people that, I mean, I don't know. Now, I think what's causing more insult to injury is this whole social networking thing. Okay? Many of us, we get X amount of friends in school. And usually our peak with friends is probably somewhere between grade school and middle school. Then you get, you know, your friends in high school and you start to kind of get a click close-knit. Yeah, you're kind of friends with everybody, but, you know, your birthday parties have less people. You know, rather than in the second grade where the whole class and everybody likes each other and everybody plays with each other, you know, by the time you're a teenager, you kind of get a click. But that's when you really need, you go through these, I forget the classification system where you go through identity versus isolation, et cetera. There's these certain psychological, steps you go through as you develop. And identity is a big one, a definite big one through the adolescent years. And so now you don't have the whole class liking you. You have people in class talking about you. You have people dating your boyfriend, right? Even your own friends in your own clique turn on you. But this is the time where you're the most vulnerable. This is the time these kids are the most vulnerable for suicide, drugs, etc. They want to be liked. And so, you know, now all of a sudden we have Facebook. Right? So people who started to lose their friends after school, going to work, only having the same people, can now get new friends instantaneously. All right? You can now get friends up the yin-yang. But then with that comes the other pull with that high of, wow, look, I've got all these friends, now people like me, people saying they're pretty, etc. You also have the low. Now you have these people that could hurt you. They could defriend you, which for some of these teens is really disturbing. All right? Very upsetting if they get defriended. They could make fun of you. They could post a picture of you online. All right? With the highs come the lows. And this whole social arena that we now have in the cybersphere is really dictating how we become socially and what our kids are aspiring to. And it's also the most dangerous, okay? They're not real friendships. A Facebook friend doesn't really mean they're going to be there when you're in the hospital, okay? And they'll offer to take care of your kids. Do you want a Facebook buddy if you've never met taking care of your kids? They're not real Facebook friends. So we're starting to have very superficial relationships, even with our texting, right? LOL, laugh out loud. We're not even calling people anymore. Don't go away. I'm coming up on break. We've got a lot more to talk about and more medical news. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're talking about these girls that are putting themselves on Facebook, telling them, I think I'm ugly. What do you think? Do you think I'm pretty? And, of course, just opening up a world of hurt because people could say, oh, yeah, you're ugly. Oh, my gosh, look at your chin. Look at your eyes. Look at your nose. You know, you should just kill yourself. And, you know, people have been. People have been killing themselves by people telling them things online. And now that we have this world where you could communicate with people you don't even know, you could have Facebook friends, you could have Twitter friends, you could have MySpace friends, you're having people exposing each other to, you know, loons, rapists, sadistic people, or average Joe. And what we were talking about before the break is, you know, as kids develop, they go through this identity stage, and the identity stage is crucial during the teenage years. And for some girls, they really need to know if they're pretty. You know, it's interesting because, you know, I have 2 boys. Both of them overall are pretty tough. They don't care about what, you know, people think. But one does care a little bit more than the other. And, you know, when he starts to get glasses, kids will kind of make fun of him, etc. You know, and it's frustrating. When you get made fun of, when you get bullied a little bit, you do. You get kind of nervous. One of my kids, another kid, has a mole. And he's like, well, I got to get the mole removed. You know, so, I mean, it's going to happen. And that's normal. Okay? You know, there are going to be people out there, kids in the classroom, even grown-ups at the boardroom, that are going to be pointing out your deficits and pointing out certain aspects of you that they particularly don't like. Now, just because they don't like it doesn't mean it's a deficit. All right? You know, and many of these people need to be told off. But absolutely. You know? I mean, I was told being a woman was a deficit. All right. I mean, there were many, many people that didn't like me because I was a girl. And you just go through it, you know. But I'm sure there are many men out there that are just like, because they're a man. You know, oh, she hates me because I'm a man. I mean, it happens to all of us. Every side gets it. But what was really, really concerning is, number one, is these girls are putting themselves at risk. But number two is, you know, we look upon where we are now with this whole cybersphere and social media, et cetera, and we've really turned into a very superficial society. Now, we've been superficial for many years and many decades. You know, the supermodels are the ones we all, you know, adore, or we all aspire to be, etc. But we're also being manipulated. You know, we've talked about this. There was a video that was circulated years ago, which really hit home to me, where you had a girl, a lady, kind of in her mid-20s, maybe upper 20s, kind of a plain Jane. If you'd see her on the street, you know, you saw her at the shopping, the shopping center or in the grocery store, you probably just look at her as like, no makeup, no hair, you know, mom, whatever. And what they do is they sit this woman down. I'm sure many of you have seen this video. And they fast forward, all right? They do, not in real time, but in sped up time, a makeup artist putting makeup on her, someone doing her hair, someone dressing her up. And then at the end, you see a computer, little mouse and a computer box and some graphic, start to change the face, you know, add extra cheekbones, make her face look skinnier. And then her face is plastered on a billboard. She went from a plain Jane to a goddess, just exquisite woman. Now, this is what they're doing. You know, I mean, in Hollywood, you know, there, what you see is someone that is really goddessed up. Yes, there are some natural beauties, you know, that we see and, you know, on TV and stuff. But, you know, many of these women are, you know, kind of like fixed up. Computer image, they do that. I remember Jennifer Hudson was on the news about a week or two ago, really, really upset because her first album cover, when she was heavy, made her look like an amazing diva. And I think she is a diva. I think she's a great singer. I think she's wonderful. But she was very heavy. And her first album cover, they changed all that. And she's like, but that's not me. I don't look like that. I mean, now I'm skinny, she says, you know, with Weight Watchers, but I didn't look like that. How could that happen? But again, very superficial. Now, years ago, before they could do this with computer imagery, the superficiality was limited. Okay, we would look at supermodels, we'd look at Cheryl Teagues, et cetera, and go, all right, well, we got to be beautiful. Okay, that could be superficial, but the women were real. These were real beauties. By the way, I'm starting to watch that new Celebrity Apprentice. Cheryl Teagues, she just got kicked off, but I mean, still looks good. For being, if she was born in 1947, she's what, 65? She's turning 65 this year. She looks amazing. But anyway, the supermodels, Christie Brinkley, etc., natural beauties. Yes, it might be superficial for us as girls to want to look like supermodels or whatever, but at least they had real beauty. I mean, now what we're seeing with computer imagery, we are looking at advertisements, etc., of fake women or women that really don't look like that. All right? Our life is simulated. Right? And then, like I had talked about right before the break, look at us on Facebook, Twitter, etc., our friends. They're not real friends. They're imaginary friends. They're virtual friends. My Facebook, it maxed out to 5,000. I probably only know maybe 45 of them, really know them, and consider them friends. And then I would probably say about 100 to 200 are people that are acquaintances that, you know, I've kind of worked with and run into and I would recognize. Right? But unfortunately, these kids don't realize that. They think their 5,000 Facebook friends are friends. They think getting a friend is an extra notch on the belt. And then when somebody defriends, boom. And look at how, I mean, they get sad. It's heartbreaking when people defriend. I got mad. Somebody defriended me, right, because they didn't like, you know, my issues with Obamacare when it first came out. And I was like, dang. I was like, oh my gosh, are they ever going to want to go out for dinner? Oh no. You know, I was a little nervous about it because I'm like, oh, did I offend somebody? And you know what? Who cares? Then I went on air and, you know, I offended a lot of people. So now I'm happy with that. But also look at the way we communicate with each other. Okay. My mom, I text my mom. I don't talk to her. Okay. Now, you know, weren't there studies, you know, where, you know, you need to hear the sound of your mom's voice? Sometimes your mom's voice is healthy. Well, in my family, no. Moms are annoying, right? My kids think I'm annoying. We think my mom's annoying. You know, moms are annoying. So nobody talks to their moms. I probably haven't had a conversation on the phone with my mom now for over 2 weeks, yet I text her. All right? I mean, is there any emotion to that? No, it's kind of a superficial relationship. All right? But we as a society are making it a real relationship. We are changing our whole reality now. Texting, internal, these IM, instant messaging, these things are now used more as communication than actually talking to a person on a telephone or meeting them in person. You know, I probably haven't seen one of my family members in years, but because we communicate over the internet, all right, we have a relationship. Now, yes, somebody could say that's a good thing. You know, somebody you would not communicate with ever, you communicate with now. Okay, yeah, that could be good. But again, it's a very superficial relationship. Nobody's trying to meet each other. Nobody's trying to meet face to face. Nobody's touching. Nobody's hugging. And so we are making this bubble that's going to burst. We are going to have a lot of people that are going to later realize that they're really not loved. They're in all these relationships they think they've been making and working towards has been a virtual relationship. Yes, I'm sure somebody you text and never talk to will probably show up to your funeral. I'm sure there's a few of them. But look, the more distant you get with your communication with somebody and more flippant you are, the less close you're going to be with that person. Now, I'm noticing the older I get, I don't mind not going out all the time. I kind of like, you know, sitting home with the kids, cuddling up with a blanket and watching a movie. I love movie night. I think it's, and that's good. That's some good family time. But I got to tell you, I socialize a heck of a lot less, right? Because if I want to know what's happening with my friends' lives, I don't have to meet them for lunch. I don't have to meet the girls for lunch anymore. I'm too busy. All I do is text them and listen to them on Facebook. I don't even talk to them. I'll look up their Facebook page, read their Facebook page. I'm caught up. Goodbye. You're having relationships with people you're not even talking to. You're reading their tweets. Somebody tweets, you're reading it. You're not even talking to them. Are they going to forget about you? Are you going to even exist in their life? I tell you, the bubble's going to burst, and we're going to have a lot of depression. Okay, when we come back, we're going to finally hit the medical headlines, so don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at civildispatch.com. That's civildispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Whether you want to send roses, carnations, whether you've got hundreds to spend or just a little, Farm Fresh Flowers is your place for Valentine's flowers, birthdays, anniversaries. Call right now and save 12% with the code Radio K. That's Radio K. Go to farmfreshflowers.com, type it in the coupon code, or call them at 800-999-2109. 800-999-2109. Call them now. Farmfreshflowers.com, code Radio K.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Alright, so younger women with heart attacks are facing higher death risk. Now, a study published today in the Journal of the American Medical Association found that 16% of women who were under 65 when they had their heart attacks with no chest pain died in the hospital. 16% compared with 12.5% of men under age 65. The age difference disappeared, or the risk differences disappeared when they were over 65. So men and women would die at the same rate. Yet more women die when they're under 65 than men. Why? Again, they aren't complaining of chest pain. You know, we always, whether we're in the medical community or whether we're not in the medical community, we always think heart attacks come with chest pain. But I can tell you, being an ER doc, when I did ER, most of my heart attacks did not come in with chest pain. They came in with shortness of breath, or they were really tired, or they were nauseated, or they had palpitations, or their arm hurt, or their tooth hurt. Now, you know how paranoid you have to be as a doctor if somebody walks in saying, I got a toothache, and you're like, oh my gosh, stat chest kit. You know, I mean, anytime somebody comes in with a toothache, I still check their heart. Just kind of listen to it. I don't, you know, I'll do a lot of fancy expensive tests, but I just remember having somebody that came in with a toothache. Because, again, the heart sits on the diaphragm and, you know, it sits in the chest. And some of the pain that you should feel, you may not feel where you're having the hurt. And you get something called referred pain. So many people with chest pain, it could refer to the arm, it could refer to the neck, it could refer to the right side, it could refer to the tooth. And so women, a lot of times, will show more of the atypical symptoms than men. Now, I had men, you know, come in having trouble breathing. I had a man burp. He kept burping the night before. Wife got sick of it, sent him, you know, in to the urgent care. I was actually manning the urgent care that day. And I just remembered, we talk about this story all the time. I remembered a movie with Gene Wilder and Gilda Radner years ago where the pilot was burping a lot. They were giggling about it, and then he just keels over. Well, I had learned that what that was an inferior MI, an inferior heart attack. So I had a guy come in burping a lot. I'm like, I got to check him for a heart attack. And it turned out he did. He had a heart attack the night before. And the damaged heart muscle is what triggered the diaphragm to cause the reflex of his burping. And chronic hiccups could do it too. Somebody, those hiccups do not go away. That could be a heart attack. Isn't it amazing how the body tries to tell you something's going on? So unfortunately, though, you know, many doctors could miss this. So when you hear people dying, you're like, really, that was a heart attack? They came in for something else. You know, one of my favorite stories to tell you all was this lady who had come into the ER. I was working Lake Havasu ER, and a woman had come in having a little bladder infection. It burned when she urinated. Well, I'm busy dealing with heart attacks, and I think somebody had shut off, you know, shot his foot. So I'm dealing with that. So I'm like, whew, simple bladder infection. Fine, here, go pee in a cup. All right, I'll take a look at it. All right. So, you know, I took a look at her. Kidneys were fine. You know, she's feeling okay, a little nauseous from the bladder infection. So I give her an antibiotic, and I go, you got to go. I got to work on these guys. Well, as she's walking out, she's dressed, papers in hand. She goes, look, doc, I hate to bother you. I know you're busy, but I'm really nauseous. Can you just give me something for the nausea, and I'll be on my way? I'm like, fine, let's give her a shot. Let's give her 10 milligrams of Compazine. And I've told this story to you guys a lot of times, many times. Now, she was kind of a small frame. I probably should have given her 5 milligrams. But I had upped it to 10 because she's like, you know, come to think of it, doctor, I'm really nauseous. Make it a good one. So I did. I gave her 10 milligrams. Now, that would have probably been a mistake. Now, but I'll tell you why it wasn't. She starts going into this tardive dyskinesia reaction where her mouth starts to look funny. She gets short of breath. And I go, oh, my gosh, I probably gave her too much. 10 milligrams, you know, probably was too much for her frame. But something wasn't right, and she's now short of breath. So I do an EKG, kind of looks a little funny. And then I'm thinking, wait a second. She started feeling her bladder infection last night. When did you feel nauseous? Last night. So I do some cardiac enzymes. Cardiac enzymes can tell you when the heart was damaged, roughly. It takes about 8 hours for them to escalate. Well, her enzymes were through the roof. She had had a heart attack the night before. Never felt it. Happened in her sleep. Wakes up. Has burning when she urinates. Maybe it was a coincidence. Maybe she had a guardian angel looking after her. But if I had it, if she hadn't asked me for the nausea medicine, if I hadn't given her a whopping dose of anti-nausea medicine, I would not have been able to recreate the second heart attack. Now, many times you get an aftermath. Did the Compazine give her a heart attack? Probably not. I think the Compazine, I mean, it could have been coincidental. She just started having the second heart attack in front of me. Or the Compazine was just enough stress to bring it out. Now, meanwhile, I still tell my medical students, don't give 10 milligrams, give 5, you know, on a small frame. You're not going to be that lucky trying to induce a second heart attack. But she was fine. We shipped her to Phoenix, and she was fine. But, you know, nausea, again, all she came in for was a bladder infection and some nausea. That's it. You know, these people, they don't come in when you're a doctor or you're a medical student saying, hi, I have chest pain going to my left arm, diaphoresis, I'm sweating, I think I have a heart attack. No, they don't get presented to you that way. They don't. All right? And you as a patient, you may be like, gosh, whew, I'm a little short of breath from going shopping today. I better sit down. Boy, I'm winded. That being winded could be a heart attack. And this is why women are more likely to die from a heart attack than a man, because their symptoms don't get diagnosed. Now, men may have more massive strokes and massive heart attacks, the massiveness of it. Like my father, he just dropped dead. There was no warning whatsoever. He told my mother, you know, I don't know, I kind of feel a little sick. call Dolly. You know, that's my name, Dolly, right? Call Dolly, and boom, he was gone. And, you know, so men are more likely to get the big ones. But the milder heart attacks that women may be more prone to are more likely to be deadly in a woman because she's just walking around with a toothache. You know, just walking around, maybe burping, walking around with some shortness of breath. So while we are in cardiac month or National Heart Month, be sure to review, all right, and, you know, watch the news and, you know, watch these segments on heart, because these weird atypical symptoms could be an actual heart attack. It's very frightening. You know, I can't tell you how many people have toothaches. Really? Really? You know, but it's just many of us don't feel chest pain. If you're diabetic, whether you're a man or woman, if you have diabetic, no. No, you probably won't feel the chest pain. My father was a diabetic, a very mild one, but he probably didn't feel the discomfort like somebody who feels everything. You know, you have some people, you know, they're just, you know, they're getting their hair done like, ooh, that hurts. Ooh, I feel that. Ooh, I feel that. There's some people that feel everything. I'm one of those people. Paper cuts really hurt me. Yeah, I don't want to be a wuss. I don't take pain medicines, but this, the weather, I was at Disneyland this weekend, and I guess the humidity was enough for me to really feel it in my joints, and I was achy. And my husband's looking at me like I'm the biggest wuss, but I feel things a lot. Now, if I ever become diabetic, God forbid, I probably won't, because diabetics feel things less. Their nerves are damaged, you know, due to the high sugar, etc. But just, you know, keep in mind, you may not be hypersensitive. You may not be feeling what you need to feel. And if anything doesn't feel right, get your heart checked and remind the doctor. You know, say, look, I know I'm asthmatic, and I know you've treated me for asthma, but can you just check the heart in case this is heart and not asthma? Because a lot of times we bias the doctors. I've spent plenty of shows talking about how people bias doctors. A doctor's busy. They're, you know, trying to see X number of patients because, you know, they take HMOs. And, you know, you come in going, hi, I need my asthma medicines refilled. Looks like asthma season's here because I'm short of breath. The doctor should stop and ignore the fact that you just said, you know, you're asthmatic just for a couple seconds. Just ignore it just for a few seconds and go, you're short of breath? I have a woman here who's short of breath. That's what he needs to concentrate on. Evaluate the heart, or she needs to evaluate the heart. That's how we found a heart tumor in a patient. Somebody came in, say, Dahlia, I know I'm early, but I guess I need my asthma medications because asthma's kicking in early for me. And I go, really? Why? Why do you think that? Well, yeah, I'm short of breath again. And I'm like, okay, stop. Let me check you out. She actually had a tumor on her heart. That's why she was short of breath. All right, guys. Don't panic. Not all asthmatics have that. But all I'm saying is don't bias the doctor. Great show. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. And you can listen to me 24/7 on my website at drdahlia.com. You all be safe.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Youngevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.